New research shows that one of the most common infections in women is linked to our food supply. Urinary tract infections cost about $2 billion each year to treat and lead to more than 1 million emergency room visits a year. Here's NPR's Allison Aubrey.
If you've had a UTI, you're in good company. About 60% of women will develop a urinary tract infection in their lifetime, and doctors who treat them have long known that E. coli causes many of the infections. But there are so many strains of the bacteria, and what has been unknown is which ones can cause infection, and perhaps more importantly, where these strains come from.
We set out to do a really systematic investigation of this.
That's Lance Price, a professor at George Washington University Milken School of Public Health. He says when farm animals are slaughtered, bacteria from their guts can contaminate meat and lead to foodborne illness. He and his collaborators set out to identify the strains of E. coli on meat sold in one town, Flagstaff, Arizona, over the course of a year.
We sampled all the chicken, turkey, and pork from every grocery store in the city twice per month.
Back in their laboratory, they cultured E. coli bacteria from these meat samples and performed DNA sequencing. During the same time, they also collected urine samples from the Flagstaff Medical Center from people who'd been hospitalized with a UTI. Paul Keim is a co-author of the study and the executive director of the Pathogen and Microbiome Institute at Northern Arizona University.
The genomic analysis allowed us to match up a number of different strains. And so the biggest result is that, yeah, there's lots of E. coli strains out there that cause UTIs, and you can get them through the food supply.
An estimated 8% of UTIs in Flagstaff could be attributed to the meat. And nationwide, these scientists estimate that as many as 640,000 urinary tract infections each year are linked to farm animals. Tim Johnson is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Minnesota. He studies poultry diseases and genomics.
When I first saw the data, I was pretty overwhelmed at the connectivity.
Johnson says the study doesn't prove cause and effect between every UTI and animal E. coli. There are indirect ways E. coli can move from animals' guts into the food supply. For instance, the bacteria can get into irrigation water and contaminate crops. And not all E. coli is dangerous, but the new study points to two strains of E. coli that have particularly high virulence. Johnson says understanding this better gives farmers the opportunity to vaccinate their animals to prevent the problem.
So if they're finding that problematic strain that's killing chickens or turkeys, but also could be a food safety threat, they can try making their own vaccines basically against any strain that they find on a farm.
Doctors who treat urinary tract infections say women are more likely to get them, in part due to female anatomy. E. coli can get to the urinary tract easier after wiping, and what's happening in their sex lives can play a role too. People who get recurrent UTIs are often given prevention tips, such as taking cranberry or other supplements. But Michelle Van Kuyken, a urologist at UC San Francisco, says sometimes these prevention strategies don't work.
To some extent, women have been done a disservice by, you know, them thinking it's something they're doing wrong or things that they can modify.
UTIs involve a complex interplay of bacteria, our microbiomes, immune systems, and anatomy. And Van Kuyken says better understanding the factors beyond our personal control, including the possible role of farm animals in the food supply, is helpful.
The most important thing is that we're seeing this connection, and we need to be cognizant about how large-scale animal agriculture could be impacting human health.
At a time when antibiotic use has led to more resistant bacteria, connecting the dots and better understanding all the different strains, where they come from, and whether they're harmful could be beneficial. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.